All right, well, everybody, today is episode something of Jean-Luc Walking. I can't even remember what episode I'm on. Isn't that weird? I mean, I know this is recording number 16, so I have that going for me, but that's because I often make multiple recordings. Anytime I have to stop and then start again, it makes a new recording, so. Yeah. Anyway, it's been a little bit. I've heard you guys saying it's too much. This one's also going to be a shorter episode, but that's more of a coincidence than on purpose. I may either split up episodes so the same walk would be two episodes, or I may just do shorter walks in general. And yeah. So that's all good. Hopefully. The not so good piece is I forgot to load the page of Jean-Luc Walking on my phone before I left. Important thing to do, but I forgot because I'm a genius. I'm an absolute friggin' genius. You know. I remember, I read it, I did, and so I'm trying to think. I remember Miscod saying he was going to have to listen to something on Friday, but no, I already responded to that, so that was, I think there was only like two comments. I also forgot to do my inhaler thing. I should have a checklist for this. What an idea. That'd be crazy. I have a checklist. Anyway. It's not that cold out, so that's really nice. I can have my hood down. Feels more open. Making me wish I had lighter gloves, because I just know I'm gonna be taking them on and off and on and off. It's like at that perfect point where, like, no gloves, I'm gonna be cold. But with gloves, they're gonna be hot. It's just, ugh. So I don't know what to do there. Just wish I had lighter gloves. Also, it was kind of funny. I like, oh, I should check the weather, right? Also, the weather said it's raining, but there's no rain. I could have taken out my laptop and tried doing the fancy recording again. Got a new USB cable and everything. Man. I mean, there's certainly clouds, but there's no rain. There's zero. Eminoid. Can you tell? I'm feeling a little more stressed than usual. I don't know. I'm not usually just out of breath 5 minutes into a walk, you know? I don't know what's wrong with me. Gosh, I might have to edit out coughs. If you hear rain, I'm cutting. I mean, if you hear coughs, then I didn't edit them out. But, if you hear a random cut, that's probably because that's where I was coughing. It's an easy enough edit, you know, I just can see in the audio waveform where coughs are, so it's not too bad of a thing. You know, it's funny. I'm like running out of places to walk to. I mean, I'm fine for now, but I feel like at some point I'm gonna have to drive somewhere to walk somewhere I haven't been before. You know, you walk a certain route so many times it just gets boring. So I wanna shake it up, do different stuff. But I don't know. You know, I don't know. Shit, I don't even need a coat. I'm getting hot in this coat. I remember looking at the weather and said it was some number of degrees. And because I sit on my computer all day, which is what I did today, didn't have work, sat on my computer all day. well, that's not to say that work I don't. At work I sit on my computer all day too, but there's some driving and transportation in the middle between the two. And sometimes I do get, it's stuff. But yeah, I looked at the number, I'm like, I have no idea what that means, you know? It's like, I don't know what this number means. I know that it means 57 degrees. I know what degrees are. I know that 32 degrees is freezing. But it's like 60 degrees? Do I need a coat for 60 degrees? Well, I know 74 is like room temperature, but sometimes 68 is room temperature. Is 8 degrees down enough to need a coat? But what if I'm walking? That, like, there's all this stuff I just don't know. So I really need to get into the habit of looking at it beforehand so that I know. So I can think about that number today. I think it was 58 is the outside temperature. So then I know at 58, I can pretty much walk around without a coat once I get warmed up. Although I should probably bring one, so maybe a light coat. And then I can see negative 11 be like, I probably need a coat, you know. This is all in Fahrenheit, by the way, which is the inferior system, but kind of stuck to using it. Well, I guess I could find some extension that does automatic conversion, and then whenever I look at the site, it'll have it in Celsius. Because it's funny, I was saying, you know, I know what Fahrenheit is, and I was going to say the parameters, but I couldn't actually remember what the parameters were. I know with Celsius, it's easy. 0 degrees is freezing, 100 degrees is boiling. It's like, bam, you're done. But I think Fahrenheit is defined in terms of freezing and boiling, if I remember correctly. I think it used to be defined in terms of body temperature. Which, by the way, if you're defining a measurement system in terms of body temperature, and you take a body temperature, why would you not make that 100? It's like 95 or something. 94 point, like, just make it 100. But if you had this sort of like maximum or something, I mean, it's not really a maximum, but it's like one of the points where you're defining it, you might as well. So I don't know what's with that. You may be able to hear rain, by the way. And I'll have you know that that rain is from trees and not from the clouds. So still, no rain. I've been considering developing some sort of like, I had this picture in my brain of like a plastic shield around a microphone that has like a structure, but mostly just plastic in between, such that if any rain fell down, it wouldn't fall on the microphone and ruin it, right? But then, of course, there's a problem of the sound of rain, as well as will sound adequately get through the shield? Question is, I don't know. And so then I was thinking, like, I'd have to get one of those microphones that's in like a suspension thing, and then attach the rain thing to the suspension thing so that the microphone isn't like directly attached, it's just attached via bungee cord sort of things. That sort of sponge out the sound almost. You can see what I mean if you just like Google studio mic images. They have them in this space that's like, I also sort of emulated it in the full podcast logo, which I made improvement to. I don't think I posted it, but yeah, I totally forgot to post it. But I changed it a little bit for the iTunes, basically just so that it looks good on both black and white and gray, I think. You know, just added a black border around it, pretty much made the brain, put a black border around the brain and changed its color a little bit, made it more prominent. But, you know. And then there was the exciting part where it's like the border was too thick, in that when it got to the actual microphone piece, it was like too thick, and the microphone, the lines making the microphone were thinner, but also they were in line with the original instead of the bordered thing, basically. And so what that meant was, is that now there's like sort of diagonal lines on the edges, which I think actually worked out pretty well. Of all the things I was trying to figure out. I picked that one because it worked the best, obviously. But that's the one that worked the best. And it kind of looks like it's supposed to do that. You know, if you can get it to the point where it looks like you meant to do it, that you got it, you know? But I've been sort of for practicality, but mostly just for fun, of a sort of programming project. I've been developing a whole thing that'll I can put information about each episode of both podcasts. And put it in files in certain structure, and then I've been writing a program that'll automatically take that and generate RSS XML. And that all works now, which is pretty cool. But I'm still working on it because I want it to also generate a BB code for the Topol.info site. I want it to generate Reddit markdown for Reddit. I want it to automatically upload to YouTube, because I think I've finished my YouTube boycotting. I'm still mad about it, but it's the annoyance of dealing with a monopoly. You know. What the fuck? Okay, so I don't know if you have this wherever you live, but a lot of the... Oh, that's so weird. The crosswalks. The little ramp that goes down has this, like, yellow checkered textured piece. I'm not sure exactly what its purpose is, but this one in particular, I just stepped on it, and it... I don't know if you can hear that. Probably not. It's like... has air under it, I guess. And when I step on it, it's making noise. It's really weird. I've never had any of the other ones do that. I noticed as I walked by, because I walked on it as I walked by. Anyway. But yeah. YouTube has an API for uploading videos, so that's cool. So in theory, once I have this all done, I'll be able to plug in my phone, hit go, and have it automatically post John Luke Walking to YouTube to maybe, I don't know if I'm gonna do it on Reddit. I know I really should be doing a podcast on Reddit, which I haven't been. I did the first episode, but yeah. Upload it to YouTube and post to post on the relevant thread and edit the original post, the thread, whatever you call that, thread starter? I've heard it called original post, but sometimes that's still not clear. The very first post that, you know, people see. So, yeah. Ain't that pretty cool? Still trying to figure out a pseudonym? I think it's pseudonym. Pretty sure that's how you say it. I basically want Jean-Luc realistic last name, you know? I think someone suggested Jean-Luc Walker. And I remember what I was saying about the trees producing rain? It was particularly bad, anyway. which apparently was supposed to be a joke. And either A, I don't get the joke, or B, it's so horribly bad that I think it couldn't possibly be that, and I therefore must not be getting it. Just going on a guess, I think it's unfortunately the latter. So, you know, there you go. But yeah. I've also had to like write up descriptions, trying to describe this podcast, and it's like, I walk around and stuff. it's like, oh, and there's also going to be a site, an actual practical site. So, tollpodcast.info will be the official site for Toll Podcast. I bought that domain like a while ago and then never got around to it. So I'm finally getting around to it. I think currently it just has an empty domain and, sorry, empty page. It's like a bare blog set up. Because, you know, podcast is effectively a blog with all the text and just specially made and stuff. And there'll also be one for Jean-Luc Walking, but I don't think I'm going to buy a domain for it. At least not yet. excuse me. So for now, once I get it set up, it's not set up right now, just so you know. once I get it set up, it'll just be tollpodcast.info/Jean-Luc Walking. And all that fun stuff. Hi, car, how are you? That's nice. Now I am getting cold. Can't make up my mind, gosh. I know how to put on a jacket. There we go. You proud of me? I figured out how to put on a jacket. Also, I forgot to bring my flashlight, so, yeah, you know. Should get one of those, like, flashy jackets. The ones that are, like, bright yellow and stuff. Just for, safety. Man, can you imagine? Like, I don't know, I get run over, die on the spot, and then parent picks up my phone and searches through it and finds the recordings. Like, what the fuck? That'd be weird. So, you know. I don't actually like thinking about that stuff, but sometimes I just go down the path and then just can't stop myself. Happens sometimes. You know. Everybody makes mistakes. Like, I'm not actually sure if this is the right way to go, so I'm gonna not go that way and go the way I'm sure is the right way to go. But, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that I, maybe I can, I don't know. I wish I could tell my phone to just like keep trying to download the page. And then tell me when you've succeeded. Because I wouldn't be surprised if at some point during this walk, you know, I can't, I don't know if you can actually hear me when I do this. Because I'm like trying to cover the microphone from wind, which I'm not even sure if I need to. But I think I should, because it seems like a reasonable thing, but you know? I don't know. But I would not be surprised if my phone got mobile signal at some point during that walk, and I was just blissfully unaware. Well, I wouldn't exactly call it blissful, but you know. I should have a bot email me the posts.
Post.
Because, the emails get, like, stored on my phone for ages. And, like, Topo.info sort of does it, but not really. They, like, email you a little snippet. And then tell you to visit the thread to read more. And also, only for a new post, if there's... Well, this is what it tells you it does, but isn't quite what it actually does. It tells you that it's going to email you once about a new post, and then any posts after that it won't tell you about. But really, it waits either some time interval or some number of posts, I'm not sure which, and then emails you again in case you missed it, pretty much. But, here's hoping the microphone is rain-resistant. Gonna cross my fingers. If it isn't, it's not too bad. It was like $5 for three of them. So, won't be too miffed. Although I somehow managed to lose one of them. So that was impressive. You know. Or no, maybe I found it again. I might have found it. I can't actually remember. Yeah, now there is rain, so, you know, maybe I was wrong, but, eh. You know what, that site doesn't give a quarterly, is that what you call it? A quarter of an hourly predictions. Should've looked at the other site. There's all sorts of weather sites of varying degrees of everything. It's like, this one has this thing that I want, but this one has this thing that I want, but this one has this thing that I want. I swear no one, I would think someone has done this sort of thing before, of do a podcast thing while walking, right? But I can't find anything to do the stuff I want to do. I feel like I have to invent how to do this. Like a waterproof microphone? I looked up rainproof microphone, and the only thing I could find would be like something you'd expect to find on a radio. And half of them had like proprietary connectors on them. So I was thinking like, I guess I could use that, but it seems a little weird to have. To give you an idea, it's like something you'd hold in your hand, and you have to press the button to start talking, right? That sort of thing. So nothing else came up for a rainproof microphone. So I don't know what to do. I should look for waterproof microphones, but anything you do like that will also make it not receive sound better, so that's the problem there. I don't know. You know? Gonna end up having like 20 different recording setups or something. Just know it'll happen somehow. Oh, there's a lot of rain. It's windy rain too. Which means it gets in my glasses, goddammit. Then my shirt's too wet to adequately clean my glasses. Ah. At some point I'll be better off taking them off, you know? Although then I have to like store them somewhere so as not to damage them and not to lose them. And that would be difficult. It would be difficile. But yeah, so I'm having fun doing that. I was really happy when it actually worked producing XML files. Actually haven't thought, I'm not entirely clear on exactly what the things I need to do are. So like, I'm just gonna list them out right here, right now. Try and be thorough. So I have the blog thing halfway set up. I don't have the Jean-Luc walking blog set up. And so I need to also gosh, I can't think. Need to figure out some concise way to write descriptions that can be translated to YouTube, Reddit, Tulpa Info, and podcasts, and the RSS podcast feed. And so, oh, and also once I get this all done, it should be on iTunes, hopefully. So if any of you care about iTunes, use that, whatever. I will be doing that. Ain't that pretty cool? And I know I could use a service to do this or whatever, but I'm also having fun doing it. And it is really nice to have this literally designed specifically for me, you know? It is just my use case. I should probably open source the code. There was a decent amount that went into it. I was kind of surprised. I have to create a Jean-Luc GitHub account. But yeah. So that's pretty fun. You know, I might actually go with Jean-Luc Walker. You know, like, I don't know. It's grown on me. It has grown, and it is growing, possibly. That's trees, again. Surrounded by trees. This is Washington, the land of trees and rain, and more trees and more rain. Oh, and don't forget, trees and rain. So there's that too. You know, I had a crazy idea yesterday. I didn't go through with it, but I was about to. Of doing one of these with my brother. And then tell him about tulpas while doing it so I could like get all his reaction and questions and such. All genuine, you know? But the problem is then I have to convince him to like record himself. Because if I tried to record him, first of all it'd be obvious, so I'd have to convince him to let me record him. And I'd need to get his permission to post it somehow without telling him where I'm going to post it. Because, you know, this is all before I've told him, because I want to tell him while it's recording. And so, it's difficult. difficult. So I don't know. But I might do that at some point. Might. Definite maybe. Wouldn't that be interesting? Assuming I don't keep losing stuff, oh my god. It's just these little cables and stuff that I need, right? That I've bought all of them, but I keep losing them. It's amazing. I have this amazing ability to lose track of things. Yeah. It's like I buy two of them just in case I lose one. And the very fact of doing that makes me lose one. Like, if I'd only bought one, I wouldn't lose it for, you know. But since I bought two, I immediately lose one of them. This happened with laptop chargers, too. On two laptops I've gotten, one of them was a gift, one of them was purchased. Both of them originally came with two chargers, which is unusual, but just due to weird circumstances, both of them happened to have that. And on both of those laptops, I only have one charger for each of them. It's like anything I don't use, I just lose track of, disappears into the ether. It's annoying. It's annoying as fuck. Especially when I lose the second one. It's like, god damn it. So, you know. So, therefore, I need to buy three. Because, I bought three of these microphones. And now I have two. I lost one. I don't know how. But now I have two. So, I'm all good. Therefore, I just need to buy three of everything I want one of. That won't cost very much, right? But, you know, exciting things to look forward to. Also, if I remember, I will hopefully be posting the length of the casts in the title or something so that you can always know how long it's going to be without having to like download it. Some browsers will automatically get the length, but some won't. So, and some do, but they get the incorrect length. I noticed that on my phone. So the most recent podcast before this one was apparently, oh my god, I did not realize this, but it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes. And for some reason, my phone thought it was 1 hour, 10 minutes. Not sure why, but I thought it was a little suspicious that it thought it was 1 hour, 11 minutes and 11 seconds long. So there may be something going on there. But yeah. And you know, going by the usual thing that happens on the internet with this short episode, should be about 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. You know, people are gonna complain, say it's too short, it needs to be longer. So therefore, what I need to do is just to have a variable length podcast generator. Maybe it like finds all the silences and extends or lessens them depending on how long you... I could actually do that though. That's an interesting idea. It'd be expensive. You know, I couldn't... Oh, that's a... Just because then I'd have to pretty much reprocess the file for every single person. Well, I could generate a decent set at like 10-minute increments. There'd be a bunch of them, but still... not that much, you know? I'm like thinking through this. I kind of actually like this idea. It just seems difficult too, because doing anything with audio is difficult to do right. Especially because, I mean, there's certainly going to be people who just want all the silence cut out. For me to just keep talking over and over and over again, to randomly jump between topics over and over, because baseballs are really cool, you know? Baseballs, they like, can fly around everywhere, constantly spinning, constantly getting hit by baseball bats, hence why they're called baseball bats. Did you know baseball bats were originally shaped like a penis, but then penises were too obscene to be shown on baseball games, so then they changed the shape to almost a penis, but not, so that people wouldn't think it's a penis anymore, so then they could retain the tradition of the penis being a penis, but then the penis wasn't a penis, so the penises wouldn't penis the penis. Yes, I did just say, penis plenty of times. So this there's this little flag in iTunes, and it allows you to tell iTunes whether a certain episode is explicit or not, and they very vaguely define. It's me clapping for iTunes at how vaguely they define it. What explicit means. But I'm pretty sure saying penis 10 times counts as explicit. So at least this episode, it's gonna have to be explicit. Cause editing, no. What do you take me for? Some sort of professional? And now here's the big fat hill. The big tall hill, the big hill, the hill, the hill to hill all hills. My grandfather hilled this hill when he was a hill. His hill was hill as a hill. Yes, okay, maybe I should stop the whole, say the same word over and over and over again. You know, some people might like it, but if I had to guess what the majority's gonna say, be that they don't like it. But that's just a guess. You can never be sure. I have to write a quick text message, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm professional. Man, this hill is weird. I feel like it's... I feel like the best strategy for least amount of energy... First of all, not talking, but... Gotta keep talking. Second of all, is just, like, do it fast. Like, not running, but, like, speed walking. Feels like it takes less energy. Then again, I'm not sure. Just going on a feeling. Something, something song, blah, blah, blah. Don't you love some songs? Beautiful, beautiful songs. Man, all of a sudden there's these songs running through my head. Now I just imagined like a physical note with the legs running around in my head. Now, this note just punched it out of existence. So thanks for that. Ha 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 ha. Just the... Okay. I think you gotta imagine. This little, like a two notes together thing, right? Like two eighth notes. But then in the bar in the middle, there's like two legs going down because this is my brain and the notes themselves being legs wouldn't make sense. So I had to add extra legs. So imagine that running around and then now just punching it straight. It just shatters. It's fucking great. It's amazing. High five. All right, air five. Because tulpas aren't physical yet. Gosh, guys, we gotta get working on that. Yeah, you know. Like hologram technology or something. Like that stuff on Star Trek. You know, Star Trek's inconsistent. Very early in the franchise, they established that things that are generated in the holodeck can't leave the holodeck. Or no, sorry. They don't do that early. Correction. They don't do that early. What they do show is Wesley going into the holodeck, falling in some water, and then coming out of the holodeck soaking. So the water that was generated by the holodeck came out of the holodeck, because otherwise he would have just walked through and instantly been dry, you know? So, but later on there's an entire episode that hinges on the fact that a hologram can't leave the holodeck, because there's like a hologram that gains sentience, becomes AI. So that was exciting. Anyway, so this is about where it ends. Thank you all very much for listening. I just about said watching, but unless you're staring at the waveform, you're probably just listening. Thank you all very much for listening. Hope you all have a nice day and leave a comment about what my pseudonym should be and stuff, what I should talk about, because I feel like I'm always struggling for things to find to talk about. But maybe that's just me. Maybe you guys think it's fine. I don't know, man. But I don't know. But yeah. I will see you next episode, whenever that is. No guarantees.